Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Bengals beat the Dolphins last night. The story was Tua getting carted off and the concussion questions from a couple of days ago on Sunday and then what happened to him last night. We got the Jets and the Giants getting ready to provide us with really, really bad offensive football this weekend
because we
don't know what we're going to get out of Zach Wilson. Maybe he's great. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Their offensive line is in shambles with the tackle situation. So we'll have that. The Pittsburgh Steelers can't score any points. And then the Giants and the Bears have two of the worst offenses in the game. So we're going to have a lot of bad offense this weekend with our local teams. But
all right, so
but they could come out 3-1 and 2-2 if things work out.
Okay, so you have four teams playing two games, and the over-under combined is what, like 80?
Let's see.
Maybe about 84, 86.
I will go to FanDuel Sportsbook.
It's got to be under 90. It's got to be under 90.
FanDuel Sportsbook. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
So 39.5
okay,
is Bears-Giants. 41.5
Well, there you go.
Is Jets Steelers.
Right on the nuts.
Right on the nuts.
There you go.
Yep.
How do you not take the under in that Giant game? I mean, is that just too obvious?
Yeah.
Well, now, is there going to be rain come Sunday, remnants of Hurricane Ian?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
That poor Justin Fields. That kid can't catch a break, man. I mean, he has thrown the ball 45 times in three games. And his confidence right now is just, he's really struggling. He's struggling with a new offense coordinator. He's like in the blender.
Yeah, we got
totally in the blender right now.
Cloudy with showers, high around 60, winds 10 to 20, chance of rain 50% on Sunday. So it's not a lock, but it's probably going to be ugly. And the Jets and the Steelers out in Pittsburgh, I think it's going to be sort of the same type of thing.
We think the weather there could be worse because I think this storm is seemingly heading west of us.
Now I got to look at Pittsburgh weather now.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Jeez. Man, oh,
is
man.
Is it that hard?
It's not, but you're getting me. All I'm doing is looking stuff up here.
Back in the day, you'd have a newspaper in front of you.
Yeah,
you'd
I know.
You'd have to look it up.
Well, weather wouldn't be in that newspaper, though, would it?
Yeah, it would. They have the country's weather. Big cities.
Yeah.
Right, Eddie? And they used to list all the cities?
Yes, sir.
If I remember correctly. Inside the back page, right?
All right. Pittsburgh on Sunday. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on the weather.com app says, if I hit daily, rain there too.
There you go. See, so I'm just following my man Joe Bastardi. This is what he's...
Yeah.
Like he slid into my DMs.
And yeah, I know.
Me a thing, and I just saw the whole thing, and he's right on it.
Well, apparently God tells him what the weather is. So he's the guy you want to listen to. Right? Am I wrong? I mean, yeah, he's got a direct line, apparently, according to those DMs.
See, yes, he's a very strong believer, yes.
Yes, very, very
flat
strong.
Flat Earth guy, or you don't know?
No.
Not a flat Earth guy? Hey,
listen, look, I mean, all I could tell you is that he knew what he was talking about when Ian was tropical depression number 9.
Yeah, because he heard it from God. That's how.
Oh, whatever.
But or the National Hurricane Center, like every other meteorologist.
Yeah, but the way that he explained the way that that hurricane was going to go, and it wasn't going to go to Galveston, that it was going to go to Tampa, he was right on it.
Eddie's really trying to shoot down your fandom of this weatherman.
Yeah, I am. I apologize. Okay.
I just
heard the same thing from Dr. Greg Postel on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, why are they calling the weather people doctors
now? Well, because he has a doctor.
Yeah, I know, but still, you're a weather guy. I know he's got a doctor.
Our first lady's a doctor.
Yeah, but we don't call him Dr. Harris, do we?
PhD doctor.
Dr. Greg Postel. Come on.
But he is.
Yeah, I know, but I know you got a doctorate, but...
Al's Gina has a doctorate.
I got a doctor.
Do you call her Dr. Gina?
I do not.
I do.
You call her Dr. Gina?
No, I don't.
Does anybody call her Dr. Gina?
Herself. Her students, I believe.
She makes her students call her doctor?
Yeah, wow. You could have her wear a lab coat, Al. You could have her wear a lab coat and come over to the house. And make a doctor's house call.
Little stethoscope action. Little prostate check.
What?
One.
What? Doctor?
Doctor. Yeah.
Doc.
Friday night, one Miller Light.
Yes.
And let's go. Put on that lab coat.
Go to role play.
Right. Turn and cough, baby. all right. Let's get a couple calls in before this gets even worse. 877-337-6666. Jim in Wilkes-Barre. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, I'm a diehard Steelers fan. And if the Jets lose to the Steelers for how bad their offensive line play is, their quarterback play, all the injuries on defense, they might as well just play for another number one pick because Pittsburgh is atrocious.
Yeah, they've had a bad year so far, especially offensively. But, I mean, have you watched these Jets games?
Unfortunately, I go to the bars and watch the games. I get to see most.
Yeah, I mean, they're worse.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Jim, you're not allowed to complain. You had Ben Roethlisberger for 18 years. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, things have been pretty good in Pittsburgh for a long time.
I mean, they've got Super Bowl championships out the wazoo.
Oh,
they're always competitive.
And I still, you know, all their games are competitive, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not like they've gotten blown out in these three games. They're competitive. Mac Jones and the New England Patriots won in there and won an ugly kind of game. But physical, nonetheless, every time you go play in Pittsburgh, it's going to be that kind of deal. And plus, they play that 3-4 configuration, which makes it a little bit difficult on young quarterbacks.
Here's the worst case scenario. Zach Wilson doesn't play well. First half, it's like 6-3 or something, 3-0. Then Mike Tomlin goes to Kenny Pickett in the second half, and he comes in and he throws 3 touchdown passes, and that first-round draft choice looks like a genius as Zach Wilson is throwing interceptions all over the place. That's your worst case scenario.
That would be like when Baker Mayfield came off the bench against the Jets.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen on a Thursday night, right?
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor went down, right?
Was it Tyrod Taylor? It was Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor goes down a lot and lets these young guys come on.
Yeah, I know.
His lung punctured 2 years ago, whatever, last year.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll happen for him next year when Tyrod Taylor starts and whoever the Giants draft is waiting in the wings, then he could get hurt and step in, and then all of a sudden you got C.J. Stroud throwing 10 touchdown passes in the first 2 weeks. Right? No?
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
Yeah, no, definitely could happen.
It could happen. Brian in Sayville. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. I know we were talking about the pitching matchups at the Mets-Braves game, but is there any way to tell if Angel Hernandez is going to get involved in this series at all?
Oh, please, no. Please.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't. I mean, Major League Baseball would be idiots for, you know, scheduling his crew and him. Oh, God, I couldn't even imagine it.
Yeah, so when I saw your call up there, Brian, and said Angel Hernandez in this series, I tried looking it up in the break, and I can't find who the umpire crew was going to be. I saw some other assignments, and Angel Hernandez was not on the other series.
Oh, God.
So there is a chance. Yeah.
No, don't even say that.
Yeah, that would be,
I mean, you know, you got to stick him, like, if Kansas City's playing the Cubs or something. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's where he needs to be. Or he needs to be given, like, the last 2 weeks of the season off so he doesn't screw up the playoffs.
I mean, think about how strong that union must be, that guy is continuing to be inserted into Major League Baseball games that count and effing up every time he's in there. That's got to be a great umpire union. It has to be the best.
Well, I'm sure that it goes by seniority, I would imagine. But I know they all get graded, I believe, and the grades have something to do about their assignments, I would think, with the playoffs, like in the NFL.
Well, remember, he sued Major League Baseball because he said he was getting discriminated against.
He's not getting discriminated against. Just go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's like got an issue. There's no issue other than you screwing it up. I mean, like, everybody can see it. It's not because of anything other than the fact that you screw it up. That's why.
Discrimination.
If he is involved in this, come on. There's got to be a place to find out who the umpire is.
I know. I've been looking. You could find any NFL. I could tell you who's, you know, reffing the Super Bowl already in the NFL, but you can't, like, there's nothing here with who's doing this game. I bet you Joey from Yonkers could figure it out.
Joey from Yonkers, you know, he kind of works for the show.
He does.
Get that in for us and just tweet us, please.
Yeah, please, Joey, find the umpires.
It can't be Angel. There's no, please. No way.
Oh, that would be great.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, it would be hilarious.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, they could screw the Braves.
And look, I don't know him from Adam. All I know is that every game I watch, and he's involved in something stupid happens.
Yeah.
Or there's a ton of, like inconsistencies. And from one pitcher to another pitcher, you know, you could have two great starting pitchers, which will have three in a row here for both teams. And one pitcher's getting one call and the other pitcher's not getting that call.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And it's obvious. And it's not just a Met pitcher. It could be the Brave pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all we want as fans and all the players want as players is just consistency.
Yeah, if you're going to call that ball off the plate slightly, do it the entire game so I know what I'm getting. When is the robot ump thing happening? That's not happening next year, right? I mean, is it even a thing that's...
The pitch clock is happening.
I know that's happening, and I know the band, the shift is happening.
Did you see the numbers are in for the game time in minor league baseball for the pitch clock?
Okay.
And the games are averaging 25 minutes less.
Really?
Yes.
And the penalty for going over that pitch clock is there's a ball. Is that what happens? Like you get charged a ball, right?
Yeah, but what happens if it's the you know, the batter who goes walking around like Aaron Judge did before he hit the home run?
Do you get a strike called on you? I don't know.
I'm assuming that there are all sorts of... I haven't gotten into
penalties
it all yet.
Yeah.
Because it's not affecting me right now.
It's not affecting me either.
But it'll affect us next year.
We're talking about Angel Hernandez, so I figured... You know, at some point, they're going to have to get rid of these umpires and do the whole situation with the robot umps and the plate, like they do in tennis with the balls in or out. They got a whole thing there now. That judge doesn't judge those things anymore. It's all electronic.
I know. So what is the umpire going to sit behind the catcher and babysit the game?
Uh-huh. That's exactly what he's going to do.
He's got to call, safer out at home, right?
You got to do that. And he'll also make the calls ball or strike because whatever the thing tells him, he'll say it.
Be in his ear.
Right. And then you can't argue with him anymore. Oh, man. Now I'm worried about this Angel Hernandez thing after that caller brought it up. The Mets are going to be fine. They're going to go down there, and they're going to win two games. I said it.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, come on.
I said it.
Come on, man.
They're going to win two games. I got to be right about one of these things at some point. I have to be. This reverse jinx thing can't happen every single time I bring it up. It can't. I mean, at some point, I got to break this trend. And I think they'll win. I think they'll win the first two games. That's what's going to happen. They'll win the first two games.
Oh, boy. I'm not even... I don't want to acknowledge anything that you're saying right now.
We're going to go...
I'm not acknowledging anything, touching the money, nothing. Nothing at all.
Going to go into Sunday night.
No.
They're going to go into Sunday night with an opportunity to sweep.
No. Don't say that.
Well, no, I'm not allowed to be. See, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't here. I'm not allowed to be positive about the Mets now.
We're all positive. I'm positive, too, especially with our pitchers. And they have good pitchers going. And I like our pitchers' chances against a home-running hitting team.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hit quite as many home runs as the Atlanta Braves do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of swing and miss rate. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, all or nothing for the Atlanta Braves.
I was checking out the metrics yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
You have really changed, man.
What do you mean?
Well, you're into analytics.
No, I'm not into analytics.
Yes,
but it kind of tells a story, you know, when you talk about swing and miss rate.
Well, you're looking at swing and miss rate and BABIP and all of these things.
No, I'm not a BABIP guy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm more of a flump guy.
You're more of a flump guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll tell the story, the flump. Yeah, I mean, swing and miss rate, big deal for the Braves. That's what something you said months ago, by the way.
Yes, I did.
And you said that you're not afraid of the Braves because of that, mm-hmm. that all or nothing situation.
It kind of reminds me of the Yankees, even though the Braves did win the World Series.
All right, Mike is in Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Gio, just checking on the umpires.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Twitter account called Ump Crew, and they have listed a lot of games for this weekend, and not the Mets and Braves. And Angel Hernandez is not listed under any of these games.
Oh, God.
There is a chance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I saw the same Twitter account.
I mean, he was in Oakland. So now he's going to go from Oakland to Atlanta?
Yeah, and it says the umpire crew for Athletics Angels, he's not on that. So he left there. Yeah,
they get C.B. Buckner, so it's not much better.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm looking at this same Twitter account. He is not, so he's not a Rangers Mariners. He's not an Athletics Angels.
Well, maybe he's got a week off.
He's not a Rockies Giants.
Maybe he's still in the Yanks.
He could be doing the Yankees. So he could
punch Judge out on a ball 8 feet out of the strike zone.
All right, Boomer and Gio.
That guy should be at the most inconsequential game there is on the umpiring schedule.
Yeah, somebody's got to step in and make sure that happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.